Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
It's verbatim. If it's on this show, it's verbatim.
That's it.
Grab Nick's left leg. I'll grab his right leg. Let's pull him out of Clarko's ass.
Got the potential to be a star, mate.
Oh, he's gone star.
Do you reckon he's taken 10 plus marks?
Oh, I reckon he has.
Say prelim, I start feeling
something. Have you played in many prelims?
No, I haven't.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff. Like, it's not.
It's definitely not Hodgy and Ruff.
Who are they?
Lids is actually, as we speak,
wheels up.
Doing a couple monos down the Dalesford Hill.
Yes, welcome back to Footy and Friends. It's where we talk about footy with our friends. Oh. And this week on, we have a special guest. I'll get to him in shortly. But firstly, Brettles, how are you, my friend?
DB, good to be back for another special ep.
How'd you go with the AFL 9s this week?
Yeah, we won, mate. Jeez, it was hot last night too.
Oof. But you'd love it with a bit of sweat dripping down. I played forward.
You know who we had down? One of your old teammates. Who? Big Shawnee Hampson.
Oh, big hammer.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the best looking roosters that we've ever seen
in
the AFL.
What's your team called? The bloody handsome AFL 9s or something, is it?
Don't, you make me blush. But,
maybe I should come play.
Well, I'll bring it back to a 7, I suppose, from the 9. But no, look, I think, yeah, mate, having a big ruckman like that, 6'8" or 6'9", whatever he is, and have him tapping it, win every contest, makes it very easy as a forward, put it that way.
Should call it the AFL 10 out of 10s.
Well, they should, mate. Yeah. Maybe take that to Dills and see what he thinks.
Yeah, there we go.
I saw him down there, actually, playing for the other team.
Did he say g'day?
Nah, brush me.
Hey, very special guest on this week, Tradies Own, Tradies Podcast Own's back this week, Mitchell Cleary. How are you, my boy?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I've seen the social media go gangbusters between you guys recently, so I need to force my way onto this show.
Yeah, chemistry's strong with Brettles and I. I was saying this the other day, and the team, I don't often get compliments, and Brett and I might not even agree with this, but they said that I could have unearthed one of the best media stars by accident in the last couple of years.
Mickey Butler?
In Brett Delidio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who said this?
The whole team. They said it's just been such... They like it when you get a bit grumpy with
me.
Yeah. Reckon it's just great content. And in fairness, I don't think it's, you know, you're putting that on. I think just by choice, you're a great talent on the show.
Oh, thanks, mate.
It's good to have you here. So, mate, anyway, how are you?
Great. I'm wearing the Clubby Sports tie. I was in Sydney last week.
Just be the big
Andrew Dillon
show.
Press conference. I walked up to him. I said, is that a Clubby Sports tie? I didn't even know they made them. And then there he was. He was like a pig in shit. He was so happy.
Really?
I said, I need to take a photo of this and send it to Dill. He's like, no, wait, I've got an idea. I've got this sorted. So he's got his whole media strategy planned around this tie.
Really?
Mate, what a good dude. Great. He's actually a ripping fellow, which I'm, very lucky. How was the launch up there? Good?
It was great. People in Melbourne question opening round, but I think it was awesome because you pull four games out of like rounds 2, 4, 6 and put them into their own primetime slots.
Yeah.
If Collingwood Giants was played in round 4, that'd be a Saturday twilight at 4:30. No one would give two shits about it.
Yeah.
But you put it on its own Saturday night, Giants Stadium. It was a cool little buzz there. 21,000 people. They got the DJs going.
Yeah.
There's more Giants fans, honestly, than I thought there were going to be. Yeah. And they're an exciting team to watch now. Callum Brown, Toby Green, Aaron Cadman's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think they're building something. And, you know, the people might laugh at every second person I spoke to in Sydney spoke about this new tunnel from the city to Parramatta.
The M3?
You can get from Darling Harbour to Giant Stadium in 16 minutes.
Yeah.
It used to be like, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Minimum.
Yeah. So did they tell you what it cost you as well? I think I lost money up there just travelling on that. I used to have to take Parramatta Road. Mate, I used to zip through there on the scooter. I reckon you'd get the invoice. It cost you like $70 to get to training. And I think I made about 30 that day. Like, it was crazy. It was actually crazy.
So I reckon this tunnel might single-handedly change the club.
Okay, secondly, on tunnels, which I got to over there, because the tunnels are fucking sick in Sydney. Mm. I'm not going to lie. But do you know over there, just a bit of a, I think people will love this. You know, with Rego, like with e-tags here.
Mm.
So in Sydney, if you use enough money equivalent of what your registration would cost in your car, it actually counteracts your registration.
Is that right?
So like say it's $1,000 for Rego and you do $1,000 in tolls, that wipes your...
Really?
Yeah, in Sydney. If you're registered in Sydney versus in Melbourne, you pay Rego and tolls.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's actually...
Oh, I thought we were actually just working to pay off the toll roads.
Oh, that's what I thought. John Howard.
I've got a gripe
John
on
Howard
this.
Said that. I remember it.
Well, let's he get
said,
into politics. All right. When is that going to stop?
Oh, mate.
Because I travel that M1 every single day just about on all those toll roads.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people on there.
Do you get a discount when there's a crash and it's slow?
No. I think under 40Ks, if you're just cruising under there, I give the double bird to
you know
the
I
cameras.
Do as well? You know the lanes when you're meant to have two in the car?
Yeah.
I do these ones.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. You don't know what's in the back.
Exactly. Fuck yeah. I don't do that. Anyway, it is... As much as I'd love to talk about tolls today... Yeah.
No, we're not.
We've got plenty on. Hey, absent star.
Yeah.
Star?
No.
It's an absent star tonight. Now, Mitch is obviously filling that seat very well.
We got Mitchy.
Yeah, well, I'm not upset sausages, about it.
Sausages Barlow.
But Mickey Barlow, who is a...
He's got his own car or something?
No. Well, he had the Werribee Mobile, which is getting sent in left, right and centre. Yeah. If you see the Werribee Mobile, we Jimmy Allen driving around the Werribee Mobile.
Please send it.
Don't. No, I think we stopped doing it because I think it's getting a bit weird.
Okay.
But keep doing it.
Yeah.
And on the weekend, he actually went to the butcher again. You wouldn't believe it. So... Mick Barlow, he was losing the feathers and then he got on the mosh and now he's looking very good.
He's thick.
He's very thick. Yeah. And one of my old former teammates, if you remember Dylan Viojo Rainbow.
I do remember that name.
From Western Jets. He was out Mick's way and saw him at the hairdresser's getting a chop. And old Mick, have a look at this photo that was sent through of Mickey Milkshakes getting his hair cut. He had the two earbuds. Ooh. Up the nose, getting the wax.
Oh. Wow.
So that's why he hasn't come in today. I think he's very busy.
Which he disclosed to us.
Yeah.
And he goes, don't worry, mate, I've got it. Yeah. Dill already had it, which is perfect.
Which is good. So he's not here today.
Apologies on the absence today for Footy Friends. Yeah, couldn't make it, had to work. Got a 12-hour day here at Arden Street, NMFC HQ. Hope you're going well. Repping the Pearl of Tea. Brett, looking and feeling amazing. Got the socks on as well. Dylan, you're off to Perth this weekend. Good luck over in the Wild West. It's a jungle over there. I'm not sure you'll be that big of a hit over there, to be honest. You have to do pretty incredible things to make a mark over there. Hey, enjoy your afternoon. Enjoy the record, and let's get back into it next week. If you'll have me back. Wonder who's filling the third seat.
That was worth it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Won't get that. That's half a minute back.
Well, geez, maybe we'd cut that out of the show. Thanks, Mick. That was fantastic. Riveting, as some would say. Hey, launch of the tradies, Mitch. Before we get into round zero, we'll talk about that. What was the first episode? What did you guys cover this week?
We had Logan McDonald already on our whiteboard. Oh. We always like to, you know, put a few names up there to keep tabs on. He was already up there. The two names we added today on first ep were Bailey Smith.
Ushka. Ooh.
And Tim English, obviously teammates at the Western Bulldogs. So a big
gone,
watch.
Gone.
You reckon they're gone?
I reckon they're both gone. There you go. That's my, mate, with no research, but I just think that they're out the door.
Mm. There's thoughts? A third one out of contract there, Jamara Ugglehagen. And of those three, same I'd say course. Jamara was the most likely to stay. And Cubs are coming hard for Jamara because along with he and Logan McDonald, there's not really many gun key forwards. Brett's man, Cam Zuha is there, but he's more of a
third
tall, yep. Mid-size. Mm. The Hawks have come hard for Jamara. They threw the kitchen sink at Ben King, couldn't get that to work. Todd Marshall, they had a look at. I think they might have even had a nibble at Aaron Norton last year before he signed that big deal to stay at the Bulldogs. So Jamara is going to be at least $1 million a season. And right now, there are 60 players in the comp who are on 800 grand or more. That were the official AFL numbers. With the CBA going up by 30%, in the next 3 years, there's going to be at least 60, 70 players earning $1 million a season. Mm. So
it's pretty
the
cool.
Notion of a, you know, outside of being a top star of the comp, being on $1 million a season, he's going to rise and rise.
Well, there's going to be a few more people added to that star. Deal was doing the total player payments. But,
I love the stars.
Yeah. This is the thing that people need to get their head around, though, Masai, is that the $1 million player isn't the what it used to be in terms of they were so much better than everyone else that you give Buddy and Fife and at their prime. You know, that's what they're getting. Now it's because the TPP is so high that – you know, numbers have to go up. So therefore, your player that was on, you know, when they were on $1 million, it was on 700, 750, is now on $1 million. Yep. It's just the way it goes. It's just crazy. Inflation.
The 30%, like, you know, it sounds, I don't know if it does sound to everyone, but you think of that, you go, oh, 30%. That's a lot of money when you're on like 700K already, an extra 30%. Like it's massive. So that's cool. Yeah. I love player movement. For anyone who hasn't listened to tradies, obviously Sam McClure, Mitch Cleary, talking all things trade throughout the season, because that's the best thing about our game that I love. And it, you know, I was chatting to Andrew Dillon about this last week with the mid-season trade potentially coming in, which I hope it does. It will be so
next
exciting.
Year, I'm hearing.
Next year or this year?
Next year.
25. Yeah. Okay. But all this stuff is happening now. Like, you know, once a trade's done, lifts are finalised, like they're already thinking about what they can bring in next year.
Yep. 100%.
And you're dealing with that now. Yep. The Bull, who's, you know, Footy and Friends own star, out of contract and said, please hold
Free
off.
Agent.
What have you heard about this?
I've heard there's Cobb's coming. Wow. Brett's not going to tell me who, but we're going to try and push him.
Yeah.
WA boy.
Does he start contract talks before the midway point of the season, or is it a back end of the season?
I think it's initial to see how they're going early days. I mean, from Cam's point of view, and I don't want to speak on his behalf, but for him in this point in time, is that he's won 25 games out of, he'll play his 100th round one. You know, so... not a great strike rate, and he's a competitive bloke who wants to win, and he wants to see, you know, that the club's on the way up. Now he's played two practice games and they've shown some positive signs, which is great, and I think they're going to be a damn good side in time, but that's going to take time. You've got to be willing to weather that storm, you know. So we'll wait and see. He's a valued member there, I know that, at that club, and he loves the place, but it's also, you know, you don't want to hang around at a place that's just going to continually be in the bottom half, and that's I don't think they will be, but things take time.
The start of the season is so important for these clubs. Like so North Melbourne, if they start 2-10, Zerha probably picks up the phone and starts calling Brett mid-season. Look at the Hawks. They've got more money to offer than anyone right now. Yeah. They've gone hard at these other guys. If they start the year 6-3 and show some signs
bit of hype,
Jamara might go, like there's a bit going on over there. Mm. I still think he's most likely to stay at the Bulldogs, Jamara. He's an academy guy. He's said that he wants to stay. But with clubs, the start of the year is so important because it comes to that mid-season point, and they start to speak to their managers and think, get me out of here, or I want to move it. Look at that club.
Well, as the money's so good now, you don't have to. You want to play and you want to win. Like, winning's worth more than cash, really, because if you win flags, you make it back anyway, and that's, you know, it's easy. It's hard to win flags, sorry. So,
and you can't predict when you're going to win a flag. Trust me, I know.
No.
Question we pose in the tradies. Who's going to finish their career better with a better resume or a better career? Max Holmes at Geelong or Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs?
Now, you're posing this because obviously the talk around Bailey Smith going to Geelong.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also Max Holmes is out of contract.
Ooh.
At Geelong.
So do you reckon then if Geelong were to get Bailey Smith, that would then force out Max Holmes? Or
no, I think they need Bailey Smith more than anyone because their midfield, without Guthrie for the first half of this year, and then Dangerfield's...
Twilight,
and maybe goes forward to end his career.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty skinny through there for star power.
Mm.
I'll answer the question first. Okay, answer. I think that depends how you measure your career. Mm. Like, if you're looking at consistency and impact on the game on the field, maybe Max Holmes. But if you're thinking like someone who can, you can market your club around, puts bums on seats, I think we don't forget what Bailey Smith did in those finals when he's kicking three from the boundary up at the Gabba. Like, he was hands down for that 5-6 week period the best player in form at that time.
But
so
do we not measure him because of that? And his whole career because of, like, oh, but he was that then. Has he been that throughout?
No, he hasn't. But also, like, Max Holmes hasn't done what he did yet.
No, Max hasn't. No. Yeah, exactly. So, I think we're still too early on both of those two boys. But if you can only judge on what you've seen so far. And you never know you don't know what Bailey Smith might be in that Geelong side. It's not that Geelong side that was. You can make arguments all day.
I'd probably go Bailey Smith at the moment. I'm big on, like, for me personally, I'm more looking at it from a hype point. Like, if they sign Bailey Smith on a 5-year deal or Max Holmes on a 5-year deal, I think it's going to bring more hype if they sign a Bailey Smith on a 5-year deal. That makes sense.
Oh, like, it definitely will.
It brings the club. It excites the supporters. I think that's really
important.
Mm. I'd love to put a figure on what, like, Bailey Smith's contract, like, obviously we're getting very technical, but like the ASA with the additional services that a player can be paid on top of the cap.
With Cotton On, because he's already a Cotton On ambassador, isn't he? Yeah. So it's like,
But like, what extra figure does Bailey Smith command because of, you know, how marketable he is?
I don't know whether this is true, but Geelong are very good at making sure that everyone, they get more good players and manage that with outside income, I suppose. But they've only got 1.2 to play with anyway in their ASAs, haven't they? So
yeah,
interesting how that'll all carve up.
So interesting.
Got some big dogs down there. Oh, they're taking a little slice of that pie.
Bloody hell. No, it's exciting. Who else is on it this year?
We'll get to more throughout the season. Yeah. I reckon this year's going to be huge because clubs the last few years since COVID have just been shuffling money and they haven't been as proactive and creative when it comes to chasing players. I think now with the CBA going up, it means that like all of a sudden everyone's just got extra cash to play with. Yeah. A lot of clubs put the, you know, uplifts in their contract. So if you've been on a mil, you know, and the CBA goes up, a lot of players get the 30%, but some don't. So there'll be some clubs out there like a Hawthorn with big money to splash.
Love it. I love this. Could talk about it all day, but I know we're going to move on to footy this week. Lastly, not even, I know that it's a bit of an opinion at the moment, maybe if you, unless you guys have an opinion on it. Trading coaches. Did you hear about, I don't know if Kane Corns or
Hutchie
was talking about this week. Yeah. I'm all for it.
A coach?
Yeah. So you look at sort of what happened this year with
Dimmer
leaving. It's like, well, you know what? If there's things there, I think they do it in the NBA and the EPL or something they were saying.
NFL
caught,
as well.
Must have caught just the end of it. But around coaches, like trading coaches.
I've never really thought about it.
Mm. Yeah. You look at like, you know, when Andrew Dillon came on and said Brad Scott or Chris Scott, it's like, well,
straight
in
3 years'
time, trade him to Tassie, get a bit of money for it. The club can make money and they get a new coach as well. Like, who knows?
Because coaching contracts that we've seen over time haven't really been worth all that much.
Yep.
You know, like, so Brett Ratton signed a 2-year deal at the Saints. There wasn't demand for Brett Ratton elsewhere.
Yeah.
But he only got paid 6 months of that 2 years.
Wow.
Because of the, you know.
That's a
new coaches agreement where clubs that are, I guess, subsidised by the AFL or on the, you know, one of a better term, AFL drip feed.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like a Collingwood would most likely have to pay the full whack of Craig McRae. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it does give different protections to different areas of the league. But yeah, I could see that coming in eventually. Like, you know, the Dimmer one, everyone would love to know, and I don't think we'll ever really know, is was that agreement in place?
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge with Gold Coast before he left Richmond. You know,
you're the best in the biz, Mitchie, so you get after it, mate, and find out, and then come on to Footy and Friends and let us know.
Yeah, it's a place to drop it. Hey, bloody hell, round zero. More like round bloody hero. That was fantastic. Am I right?
Really?
I loved it.
Yeah, a couple of messages that come through from you were, God, this is boring.
Snooze fest. I will say, far out. I was about to send a letter to Brisbane and Sydney saying, fire up, because this isn't a good start to the year.
Mm.
Boring as batshit that game, but I will tell you what.
Melbourne,
the best player in the comp this year.
Was that Melbourne and Sydney?
Melbourne and Sydney. What did I say?
Brisbane and Sydney. Yeah, they didn't play each other.
I'll get to Brisbane in a minute because I'm a fucking prophet. Nick Blakey is the best player in the AFL in 2024.
In New South Wales or just the AFL?
I reckon he'll be the most improved player in the AFL in 2024.
He was pretty good last year.
He will go again.
He'll be better again.
His
kicking is as good as there is, I think, in the competition.
You stole the words out of my mouth.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
He's got the best nickname.
Liz.
Yeah.
Mm. Very good. So I'm a massive fan of him. But besides that, that game was
snooze
really
fest.
Shit.
You know, I was at the NBL on Thursday night.
Speaking of snooze fest.
It's actually when Mitch is talking about.
Yeah.
I took a photo and sent it to you.
Yeah, true.
It was saying how the Giants have gone down that DJs and music, not so much during game, but the NBL do it really well. And that place was pumping. It's a little bit T20-esque sort of though of what sport has been, I think, with the cricket and whatever else. I don't think footy needs to go there because we got the people with the buy-in, but it was bloody impressive.
Maybe at AFL 9s get the DJ down there.
Maybe we could get them down to East Malvern Knights little ground.
Maybe the 700s will get the DJ. Maybe, you know, Will Sparks down there.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Get a few more people down there.
Blues versus Lions, far out. I fell asleep at halftime of this game because I was just off it. I will make a public apology to
who?
Darcy Cottrell.
Yep. And what about the other guy?
Jokes.
Took a good hanger.
Matt Cottrell.
What about the other guy?
Matt.
Carroll.
Yes. Now, a bit of confusion on my front. I must have seen an article, Matt Carroll had changed the number to 32. I thought Darcy.
He hadn't changed. Cottrell He'd been given that number because he just got drafted.
Okay. Well, that had happened. And then I thought Matt Cottrell had gone to the 32. Bit of a blunder. Oh, yeah. Put something up on the weekend.
Because you really took it out on Sam Walsh during that episode.
Well, yeah, I wasn't. I thought he was wrong, but he was actually right. Long story short, it's a bit of a shit story, but he, just to break it here, he is remaining in the 46, Matt Cottrell.
He's actually, and then he goes, he's actually one of my favourite players.
No, he's not.
You don't even
players.
Know his name, you
he's
dickhead.
One of my favourite players.
Jack Carroll, speaking of Carrolls and throwing in confusion, he was a super sub on the weekend. Yeah, he probably changed game around the
Yeah, got his hands on the footy.
I know you were asleep on the couch, but
I heard that. Yeah. Saw a bit of a Instagram sort of tile.
Well, you would have got a fair bit of feedback on Instagram.
I did. I had to turn it off for a couple of days. Anything else in the Brisbane? Oh, obviously,
are they slipping? Are they actually missing the final still?
So,
or?
Mitch, just I know that you listen to the show and you're a fan, but I had Brisbane out of the eight. Not looking good for them. They lost the first game at home. I had Matt Rowe to be on the resurrection this year and be the second best, most improved player behind Nick Blakey. He had 20 clearances. Gold Coast won. And I think that's about it. But it was pretty spot on to where I'm heading.
Dimmer's teams
season.
Never win clearances, and Matt Rowe went and had 20 of them.
20. Yeah. 20 yeah. clearances.
Dimmer likes to play the turnover game more so than the clearance game. But
turnover game? He could have been coaching Richmond's backline still. Jesus Christ. They might give the hands this week. Like. Richmond's backline. They need to learn how to just handball out of D50. Yeah. Just give the hands. Just handball chains out of D50. That was woeful.
That, mate, I love that give the hands. Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm going.
who gives the hands this week?
We'll go through them.
Giants, Collingwood, touching on that. Brent Daniels. I've been hyping this bloke up for years. So good to see him play extremely well. Has to be the happiest grumpy man you've ever met in your life.
And he gave Mason Cox a whack on the
weekend. That was fantastic, wasn't it? He's such a feisty young man. He's very good.
What did you make of the Mason Cox tactics and what he did? Now that I've seen the other vision, I kind of feel
sorry for him. I was like, oh God, it's unlike Shane to be the one that's getting bullied here. It was Shane that was bullying Mason. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, if you haven't seen it, Mason's getting his last tap. Shane and that are like, nah, piss off. We're in now. He tried to finish off.
Cal Ward's actually laughing in the vision as well.
Yeah, yeah. Unlike Chook, you see Chook, Josh Kelly?
No. Nah,
he's just shit himself, head down straight away, avoiding all.
Yeah, Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no.
No, don't say anything controversial.
Yeah. But yeah, I felt sorry for Mason.
Yeah, I think the Mason hype around the game's probably added an extra layer to that whole conversation. Now, the petting zoo was cool.
Yeah, I loved it. I have never called out another team like he has, but I'll tell you what, I have been touchless to halftime. And that doesn't feel good, let alone building the hype
Take
around
us inside
the game.
His mindset.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I don't know how long halftime goes for, but it feels like it goes for about 4 hours.
Was he touchless to halftime?
Touchless till halftime.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant, I didn't know that.
Mate, it's a long halftime, avoiding all eye contact.
You're like, geez, I've been running around now for 60 minutes and I haven't sniffed this thing. Where's the first one coming?
So many times where he was almost there as well, we just couldn't get the hands on it.
Could you imagine Simo then, like his first three games, three duck eggs? Cade Simpson,
But he was on. It was like on the game for like 10 minutes.
Well, that's
whereas
Mason
was playing ruck.
Yeah.
Like how many blokes in the room would know that? So like of his 21 teammates, how many other guys in the room would know he didn't have a kick?
Nah. I don't think anyone would know. Because he's touching it here.
You wouldn't know that he'd like you're somewhat near it.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck. It's a lonely place.
The first quarter I've come in and been like, oh Christ, I don't think I've touched one here.
I've had a halftime break with no stats.
And Dill, we need more from you.
Shit. Mate, your pressure's good. Yeah, well, it's got to be. Callum Brown, what do you remember of him when we were at the Giants and where he's come to now, kicking five and four?
Five on the weekend and one from like 60, mind you, just knocked it through. Mate, I remember the memory that comes to mind is my last ever training session, and I'm talking it up like I thought I was quick. Aiden Bonner, Cal Brown, they both in, like, I thought, yeah, you're quick, but I've still got you. I know I'm 32, but please.
I used to beat you.
Like, what? Shut up. anyway, well, we're having a race in our warm ups. I said, right, boys, let's go.
I was better than you over 10, just to put it right.
Get the vision. Let me finish the story. You're getting in the way. And so I said, right, let's go. We're going to have a flat out race. I've pinned it. I'm thinking I'm going to win this. Kel Brown runs in front of me, turns around and starts going, righto, old boy. Back in his Irish accent, going backwards. That's how quick he was.
He's an unbelievable
impressive athlete. That story's not that great, but thanks for interrupting.
No.
anyway, what we got to on that. That's my memories of Cal Brown. Good. Shout out, Cal Brown.
Anything else? Oh, did you guys talk about this tonight about Jesse Hogan?
No, but I said of the play, because he's still out of contract.
Out of contract, and I don't know what the minimum contracts would be at the moment, but I'm assuming it
would. He's re-signed once since he's been at the Giants. He's since signing that, he's been better again.
Yeah. So obviously when he left Fremantle, would have been minimum chips.
Yep.
1 year deal, another 1 year deal, re-sign now. Mm. For a player, you know, it's one game in, but looking really good. He, you know, we forget that he was a 17-year-old pick. He could be anything, really, if he gets back to where he was. Speaking of key forwards, and he's probably on, I don't know what the money would be. It might be 200, might be 250, not sure.
Yeah.
But could be nearly the output of $1 million forward this year.
His final series last year was great, and he's continued on with that. I interviewed him pregame, and he just said, the one thing is the confidence in my body, and he's got that now.
Yeah.
So
makes, you know, such a difference.
Yeah.
He does look fitter, though.
Yeah.
You know, just looks...
Yeah, he looks
fit.
Lean. It looks like he's enjoying him. He's the we know what the anonymity is like up there in Sydney. It looks like he's enjoying being out of the spotlight and just being able to be Jesse Hogan and not the footballer that he was at the D's, and then over in Freo, obviously a two-team town. Mate, it's huge for him, which is great. But, yeah, he's going really well.
That forward line's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Cal Brown. Cadman took a couple of contested marks.
Brown, Cadman, Hogan, Daniels... Toby
Bedford, yeah,
and then hopefully Darcy Jones, Brent Daniels, it's an impressive team. The funny thing is, I feel like this year coming in, everyone's like, oh, they're not in form. It's like, you don't really want to be in form. It's not even at round one. It's fucking round zero at the moment, so you don't want to be peaking at round zero. But
he's playing sleek.
Good footy. They did look sleek. Good,
yeah,
and their really backline as well. Like, we could talk about the Giants.
Oh, underrated. Oh, yeah. Don't get us started on the Giants backline. Sammy Taylor, star. Connor Iden, big seeker.
Jack
star,
Buckley.
Jack Buckley. Witter's down there.
Witter's star.
Yeah.
A few stars. Anyway, so round zero tick. Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
Because you've created four extra blockbusters on a weekend when you... I know everyone's saying, oh, the Vegas thing happened and everyone's back in Sydney. Yeah, but you still got four games being back into Melbourne. And the AFL says, let's see how this weekend plays out. Yes, but they get the ticket sales are already up for round one because people on their couch are jealous back in Melbourne. I would have loved to have seen one game on the Sunday at the G, maybe. Oh, yes, it was like 38 degrees.
Cool. Yeah.
But like, imagine Hawthorn Essendon on Sunday at the G
after
the start of the season up north.
Yeah. I'm pumped as to see footy back in Melbourne now. Mm. It's going to be so cool this weekend. Obviously, getting back to Carlton. Let's get into it now. Carlton,
are you
Richmond.
Going Thursday night?
No,
I'm going along.
I'm going to Perth. Actually, I'm going to Perth on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Doing a live show over there. Big in Perth.
Wow, that's to be determined.
we'll see what happens. Are you going on...
I'm going
Thursday?
On Thursday, yeah. I'm actually in the committee room, which is really nice, MCC. Mr. Fox, and I'm bringing my old man. So we have never been to an AFL game together and just sat there and watched. So, mate, I'm,
chuffed. Maybe I should come because, like...
Well, you're not my dad, so no, you won't be coming.
And I have been Jimmy's your dad. I've been your dad before.
Maybe Jimmy will bring you.
You were calling me daddy a couple of times,
maybe Jimmy might
actually.
Bring you.
You were calling me daddy a couple of times out there. Same venue.
When?
On the G.
On the G.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Yeah, that ship has sailed daddy. And everyone knows it.
It used to call me Papa. Anyway, Mitch. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL or lowercase. Who wins? Carlton Smack'em.
In that game, Carlton Smack'em.
Yeah. See you, Tigers. Back to punt road.
Yeah.
Tell you what, fuck
I do get Nank, Dusty and Lynch back.
Yeah. So,
which will make a completely different ball game, but...
And the Blues have got no Doc, Walsh, Wietering, but I think Carlton's will win.
Yeah.
Jeez,
I can see
that.
But it's good for the season if they don't. Mm. You know, it keeps everyone feeling like, oh, maybe I'm not too sure now. I don't know which way to go. But I think Carlton should be too good.
How's Uze going from your reports?
Everyone loves him and they've places refresh. I think their list is just in a fascinating position for me because it's so much money tied up in the top end and that sort of 28 plus age bracket on their list.
Yeah.
Their 22 and under has got a lot. You know, leaves a lot to be desired because they just haven't had the picks and the top end. You know, they gave a lot for Hopper and Tirano who weren't free agents. They went and got them for trades. Mm. So they went and had to, you know, pay the farm for those guys.
Yeah.
sell the farm. That's the right way to say it.
Pay the farm. I like it.
So yeah,
I think it's really interesting, and this is not verbatim, but with Hopper and Trent, you'd have to be a bit flat with. I don't know if they are, but you'd have to be a little bit flat with what's happened with
Dinner on the line. Leaving. Ring him.
Not sure. But what's really interesting, and we're speaking about this, not to put you on the spot, but what was your mate's name that went to West Coast?
My mate's name who went to West
Coast? From Richmond, the list manager.
Oh, Matty Clark.
Matty Clark. Now, who takes responsibility for where Richmond are at the moment? Like, they've obviously come off...
Well, the list manager.
Yeah. So like,
but also like, Dimmer would have been heavily involved.
Yeah, heavily involved. Yeah. So Dimmer knows the player that he wants to play in his side, and he builds the game plan.
Have they oversight where they were at, or
maybe? But
you got to think though. Last year, if they have Tom Lynch up forward, playing it's consistently, game. It's a completely different look into the. You start to get some wins. They lost a lot of games, but not that much last year, or especially early.
Yeah.
Mate, things change with
Gibkiss as a top 10 pick as a key back.
Yeah.
I think I still look at Collingwood last year and like Pendlebury side bottom, those older guys and what they were able to do and help win a flag. You know, Richmond, if they got a bit of rise from their middle tier guys, you couldn't see them being that far away with the same list build.
Yeah. No, they need Tom Lynch to play, and then they need another key
Lynch
forward,
changes
I think.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
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 Friday night Pies. So we going Blues?
Yep.
Yeah. Friday night Pies, Swans, MCG.
Whoa.
It's a big one.
Jeez, I like the Swans after the weekend.
Imagine
like,
Collingwood zipping two after a
game. Wouldn't be the first time, but that's an interesting game, that one, isn't it? I don't know. You have to back the Pies to bounce back, wouldn't you?
Pies on the rebound. They should get Jeremy Howe back, who makes a big difference. Like, they looked a bit shaky behind the ball without Murphy and Howe.
Yeah. Young bloke playing his first game. The Giants were ready to... They were primed to pounce. No qualms about that, but... Yeah, I think the Pies have to bounce back. But, geez, I was impressed by the Swans as well.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, that game was really wet too, I reckon. Well, not wet, but slippery up there at the SCG. Bit different when you're playing down here. Hopefully it's a nice dry day, which I think it will be.
Yeah, I'll go Pies as well. Essendon Hawks, MCG Saturday.
Flip of the coin this. Like, they've both had their injury concerns. Parrish has been ruled out.
Has he?
Yeah.
What with?
Hammy.
All right. Okay. Yeah, in the last game or in training?
Yeah, did it in training last week.
Hammy scare me. Reoccurring hammy injuries.
And the
Hawks
to shake.
Hawks have got a heap of injuries as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, be flipping. The Dons would want to win, put it that way. I think that's more the case.
The Dogs, are they playing?
Pardon? The Dons, I see.
Oh, the Dons. Yeah. Sorry.
Your ears going on you as well.
Sorry, I thought you said the Dogs. I was like, I might be in the wrong game. Yeah. Dons got
to
win.
I think they have to win. Yeah.
Dons will win the first 5-6 and then shit himself a bit, I think. Unfortunately.
Shit himself to bed.
Yeah. Unfortunately / fortunately. I think they'll win. Giants North.
Giants. Comfortably.
Yeah.
Where is that?
NG Stadium. Tassie?
No, that's the Giants home deck now. It's not Giants Stadium anymore.
It's not Spotless. I like it, Spotless.
It was Giants Stadium when we were there 2 years.
When was Spotless? Was that like 2016?
Yeah. Tom Scully and
I liked Spotless.
Israel Folau were there.
Yeah, I like Spotless.
Skoda Stadium at one point?
I like Skoda. I still call it Telstra Dome.
I know what you're talking about. So yeah.
What do you expect from North in this game, though?
Well, from what I watched them when I went and watched them play Collingwood in that like one of the Mickey Mouse trial games, they look like they were going to take the game on and really try and energise the footy, get it going. When I say energise, I mean quick hands, get the ball moving.
Bit of Richmond out the back line, sort of.
Yeah, a bit of bounce. Mm. Well, they've got good players in there. Sheasel, McKercher, you know who they are. Those two.
Boys. I do know them. Yeah.
Yeah, good young players.
Well, they're ball users, and that's who we need. We need Chom and Corey and those boys giving the hands to those sort of guys back line.
Yeah,
because Corey wasn't happy. Told him at training. He told a few of the North boys that we'd be telling them to give the hands. Yeah. And I got a couple messages this week.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
I said, just give the answer.
Yeah. Well, mate, when you got those two Jets down there, your job's done. Mark it, give it off.
North started last year pretty hot.
Yeah, zip and two. Oh, sorry, two and zip. And then, things went downhill from there. But I really like young Tommy Power playing through the midfield as well. Young Charlie Lazaro, I'm hoping he can, take his game to another level. And that just gives, Curtis and Larky and Big Bull a chance up forward, because you've got three good targets down there. But
Larky's he signed a long-term deal, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's thinking, there was clubs in the same breath as Jamara that were coming for him.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He kicks goals, mate. He kicked 70 does. Last year.
Yeah, he kicks good goals. Cats Saints, GMHBA.
Oh, down there, I think I'd have to tip the Cats.
Yeah.
But the Saints just they stay in the game because of Ross's defensive game style or game plan, that he's able to just smother teams, and then they seem to be playing with a little bit more freedom too, though. Would you agree with that?
Nizar Wanganeen Miller are.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah.
They're halfbacks. You know, Stock is there. They'll Sinclair's 50-50, okay. I think.
Yeah, well, he's a big difference for them. Yeah. He's not playing. Their midfield, for me, is where they need a little bit more speed and energy.
Saints?
For the Saints, yeah. And that, like, the Cats, probably just their depth overall in terms of who goes through there. And Holmes can light it up, being at halfback. Guthrie's a big out for them. Mm. Mitchie Duncan's at halfback now, one of our boys. Mm. But they've got two big jets up front that'll help. So hopefully our boy Connor O'Sullivan can play. That'd be
is he debuting? Do we know?
No.
I'm sure
I haven't heard.
Do you reckon he's around, or is he?
He'd be within the mix, but yeah. I don't think he'd be. I don't know yet.
I've said last week as well, he's the only player I'd give a 10-year deal. I'd buy equity into him,
Connor O'Sullivan,
as a player. Yeah.
Yeah. Riley Sanders is going to be a pretty good player for the Bulldogs, I reckon.
He'd be a good player, but I think, like, as much as I bag the big boys, I wouldn't invest in a ruckman, but he's a
well, they're not even a part of the team. No, are they?
It's a different fucking sport.
Yeah.
But I would invest in Connor O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
With about all the money I have.
Take it to the bank.
Isn't much. So more importantly, with St Kilda, though, did you see Ross Lyon on the weekend talking about
Tommy
Sheridan?
Yeah.
Horse Ted. It's just, he speaks the truth, doesn't he? Like, we're all thinking it.
Yeah. Oh, poor old Tommy Shares. He's had to relive that drop mark. And
what do you reckon would have burnt him more, the drop mark or Ross saying that he wouldn't be anywhere without me?
Oh, yeah. Probably the DB one, I reckon.
Yeah, very good. If you didn't see that, I was on 7. Don't worry, I'll send the link out. Very funny. Very funny stuff. Suns and the Crows. Now, this reminds me of Nathan Bock.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Yep.
Number 44, Big and he Bocky. Went across. Great trade, that was.
Yeah.
He actually played some good footy at Gold Coast. Bocky.
Mm.
Bocky boy.
People said he should have been captain over Gary Ablett.
Really?
We like to think what's on the top of our head here, mate. Don't apologise for that. We like Bock. I don't know what he's up to these days, but he did look like the quintessential surfy sort of dude, didn't he? With the tips and the hair. And
that short. You're not thinking of Trent Henschel, are you? No.
No, I remember Bock. Yeah, he was a big 44.
What was his first
back.
Name?
Nathan.
Nathan, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's this game being played?
People First Stadium.
Where the hell is that?
Named after our values here.
Audience
First.
Where's People First Stadium?
We've renamed Metricon, which has been renamed to Heritage Bank, which has been renamed again this year.
Oh, you're kidding. People First.
People First. What is that? Is it
It's a bank, isn't it? People's Choice.
And we love that bank. And if they want to sponsor us, we would love that too.
Yeah.
It's a great name for a bank.
Yeah, right. Oh, geez, I'd have to back the Suns off there.
Yeah.
Their first one.
Oh, so they've got two home games.
Yep.
Are you Sora coming off your first game, or will you be better? Or, like, who got the advantage coming into this? The Suns, given they've played, or will they be sore?
I think you're better equipped for the match intensity because you've played.
Yeah. Well, it's always that thing as well. Like, you know, coming off the bye, that team always gets a bit sleepy. Mm. So who knows? Yeah, I think it's actually a bit of an advantage of playing in the first week.
Because there's a few games.
Find out.
Like the Giants North. Like, there's so many games this weekend where one team has played, where one hasn't.
I was thinking that. I was actually thinking maybe the rounds this week would be mixed in the four, the four games. So you'd play teams that also played in round one just to give it a bit more of a...
Yeah. I remember back in 2014, you won't remember this, but we played Gold Coast round one because I don't know why they changed it because of the... It might have been Commonwealth.
Is that when Carmichael kicked the winning goal?
No. Gaz had like 40. It was at actually the old Metricon, whatever it was. But then we played you guys round two and Wallopjes, I reckon.
That was a rising star, that game. I'm not joking.
In 2014?
2014. 2015,
round
I reckon
two.
It was actually. It was 2015 because Port... Anyway, who gives a fuck?
Just listen to my story and just...
Yeah, sorry.
So what I was trying to say is that second up, because we played, because usually it was a big build-up, Carlton-Richmond, that's what you're ready for, you got to go, and that's no doubt Richmond, Gold Coast, Dimmer, all that sort of hype, it would have been built up a lot. Richmond will probably be a lot better for it this week too, but let's see.
Let's see what happens. Sunday, D's Dogs.
Oh, D's to bounce. It's at the G too, I think, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yep.
D's, they get Cozzy back.
He's a good player, Cozzy Pickett. I like Cozzy. Port West Coast. Jeez, it sounds a bit boring already. Adelaide Oval. Sorry.
Port by...
I love Port.
85 points.
I'm a big pair guy this year.
Yep.
Love of Cannon.
Where did you have him in your ladder? Do you remember?
I had him, I think, fourth.
Okay.
I think I had him fourth. So I'm a big pair guy.
I'm not sure how many more years they've got. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think like, we feel that every year with Port, but like Rosie, you know, Captain Butters, like they're two of the best young players in the game.
Horn Francis
on his march.
Yeah.
Front end, Charlie Dixon's he playing? Yep.
I don't actually know.
Yeah.
But like Ollie Lord,
Marshall, Georgiades will be back soon.
Yeah.
And they've got those key backs that they've just traded in. So, yeah, mate, they'll be thereabouts.
I think they're Radigalia.
Big Soldo. He'll eat two
Zerk
pizzas after the game.
Your boys?
Yeah, big Zerk. He's there. Third
Zerk
tall
Fatchy.
Now.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, be good. And last but not least, you wouldn't guess 440 at in Perth. Freo Brisbane.
Are you going?
No. I'll be there, but I
The Lions didn't ask you to come along?
Oh, I won't be going to that one. No.
Lions will win that.
Yeah. It's just a weird thing, right? When I'm awake at night, I sometimes sit in bed and I think, what's the weirdest combo of a game you've never thought about? And at what oval? So, like,
I've never thought that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you think about it, you go, what's it like? This question to the audience, too. Freo Brizzy at Optus on a Sunday 4:40 game. Bit weird. Never really thought about it.
4:40
It would happen once every 2 years at a minimum.
But I know, but I'd never really think about it. Like,
it's not prime time enough to be Saturday night, though. Like, and that's probably the only other time
they
play.
But even like
it.
A game like, I don't know, like Freo. Well, that's the game. Freo, like you go Freo Gold Coast at Gold Coast. Like, you just don't think about it.
Don't
no, it's
this.
Interesting.
Audience,
it's
don't
interesting, Darcy.
No, it's
agree?
A shit question.
Agree. Darcy's agreeing.
Darcy, don't put that up.
Hey, before we finish as well, Darcy and I went to a concert last night. Not together, but we ran into each other.
Oh.
Jose Gonzalez.
Oh, is he good?
Heartbeats? You know the song Heartbeats?
Nah. Sing it. From a land down under. That's not him. That's Men at Work.
Sort of like that, but different lyrics.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Hey, did you want my Perler of the Week?
Perler of the Week. We've had
We've had a request from... it wasn't from that jerk who hit us up socials who had...
We've had to block that young man.
To block that flog. Yeah.
Advi Suresh says, Dill's ladder prediction is going to be bang on. Thank you. We spoke about that earlier. Hugo Walter 11 said, ask Brett about his tennis game last week. Were you playing tennis last week?
Nah.
Okay, there you go, Hugo. He wasn't playing.
No.
Kerbin says, when's Nick Butler coming back on?
Saw Butts last night down at AFL 9.
He took a couple of videos of you, which we will post. And
so he stopped videoing himself, Nick Butler.
He said he ran out of battery.
He's not well.
Yeah.
He's not well, that guy.
He had 0.5% left to just take a little snippet of me.
Sorry, Advi Suresh again said, can we have Brettle's Perler of the Week segment? And we cannot deny the audience and what they want. So, Brett, who's your Perler of the Week?
Well, I got a nom first, and you get the first nom for your Perler in Darcy Cottrell. Yeah, do your research, mate. Actually, don't do your research because it's fun for me and Mick and our Mitchie to take the piss out of you. But
I know people might think that was a gag. That was a genuine just oversight. And it was one of those ones where you'd sort of do something, just put the phone down and you don't check it for like 15 minutes. And when I got back, like the amount of people I had messaging me about it was quite embarrassing because I do love the Cottrells. I love what they're about. I met them up at the Gabba last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And you forgot his name. You backed over it.
No, I told you. I went to school with a kid named Darcy Cottrell years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, and your second one?
That's just the nom.
That's just
a nomination.
Oh, that's a nom.
Yeah, okay. But my actual Perler of the Week, this guy's come back for his first game back after 18 months out of the game. We both have played with this fella, Zachy Williams, up at the Giants.
Yeah.
Calf/tendon injury late in the year, 18 months ago. Comes back, just flying up at Maroochydore, just goes to cut, innocuous ACL, out for 12 months. But in that 12 months, as he's recovering, loses his sister to cancer as well. So been through a shitload, but then comes out, fitted in, hand in glove, back on the weekend. They got the win. Just wanted to give a little shout-out
to
Zachy Williams.
Warranted shout-out. We love Zachy.
He's our Pearl of the Week and a Max Sports client,
would you believe? Well, we love that even more. How's Hugh Bond going up there?
Bondy going really well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's a chance to play in the first few weeks, maybe.
He's at the Crows.
Number 40.
Breakout player.
Surprise, Dill didn't know who the fuck he was. But
breakout player this year.
Key forward?
Nah, he's a midfielder.
Damn.
Slash.
They need to keep forward with the
they do.
Court,
yeah. Lastly, just on Zach Williams, I remember that game, he came back after his first Achilles and played one practice match in the Neefle, came in and played the Giants Swans final to get him into the grand final.
I was coming back that same game, and so did Tobes, and so did Matty DeBoer.
And I was playing in that too.
Did you play in that final?
NEFL. No, no, I didn't get the game in the seniors. I was playing in the NEFL before the week before with Zach Williams at Blacktown. And he came in off literally no prep, one half of a game into a final and played one of the best games I've ever seen someone play. Like, it was...
That was still one of the funnest games I've been a part of too, because we just...
The Swans game?
Yeah, Swans qualifying elimination
final. Did you injure yourself in that game?
No. That was the next year against the Dogs.
That was the next year.
Yeah.
My memories get blurred.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Mitchell, great to have you in, mate. Appreciate it. Tradies, make sure you check out the pod. When's it out?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Fantastic. Get on that and follow the boys along. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you're listening to your podcast this year. Brettles, always a pleasure, never a chore. Good to see you, my boy. And hopefully we get Mickey B back next week and we can...
Next week you're...
Oh, actually, next week I'm in WA. We're getting on... Josh Gallup and the crew over there. I'm trying to reach out to a few WA superstars. Who would you get on the podcast if you're in WA?
Paul Hazelby's got some stories.
Paul Hazelby? Okay. Yeah.
Cuzzy?
He's in, I think he's on Dancing with the Stars these days in Sydney, I think. Anyway, I'll work it out.
And then two weeks away, and then I've got my special guest hopefully coming
in. Oh my God, I'm so nervous about this. So we've got a rule coming on now. We flipped the pan. Did you hear this?
I did, and Liz is going to up by bringing them in. Yours was on the phone.
So, no, I haven't even had one yet.
Oh, that was Mickey's.
So, yeah, so I'm going to, we flip the coin, flip the pen. Liz is up first. He's bringing a guest in that me and Mick don't know who it is.
DP knows who it is, but.
I'm really excited. And you don't know them either. Like,
have they played league footy?
They played league footy, yeah.
Who is it? I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, LXX. Thank you so much.
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.